T. Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Alvinger. A jury in Tacoma, Washington's cleared three white police officers in the death of a black man in their custody. Mayor Victoria Woodards to the family of Manny Ellis.
My heart breaks for you. And I want to take this moment to acknowledge the immeasurable pain and loss that his death has caused.
Prosecutors say the officers tased, choked, beat, and restrained Ellis, despite his continued claims that he could not breathe. Russian drones have launched strikes on Kyiv, injuring at least two people. Pornhub, one of the world's largest adult websites, has admitted to profiting from sex trafficking and agreed to make payments to women whose videos were shot without their consent. Oregon State and Washington State universities have reached an agreement with 10 departing Pac-12 schools on revenue distribution for the 23-24 season. This is ABC News. The Transportation Department is looking into airline frequent flyer programs amid rising consumer complaints.
What are miles actually worth? How quickly are they being devalued? How much notice should airlines have to give you when they make changes to mileage programs? What about how many seats airlines actually make available when booking on miles? All things the Department of Transportation is said to be considering. It says it's reviewing complaints about airline loyalty programs and could investigate possible unfair and deceptive business practices by the airlines. Alex Stone, ABC News.
New York City's teachers union is suing to block Mayor Eric Adams' $550 million proposed cut to education funding. He says it's necessary to offset the rising cost of the city's migrant crisis, but the union accuses the mayor of exaggerating the financial issues in order to push through what they're describing as blunt austerity measures. Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
When President Joe Biden visited the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee, your local Civic Media radio stations had it covered live. News director Terry Bell.
Heard a lot about Bidenomics and his plan to grow the economy by growing the middle class out as opposed to the upper class down.
And Earl Ingram.
Credit the Biden administration. He's already made things happen.
Your place for special live coverage. It's your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
If I could be you
and you could be me
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Expect lawmakers to audit diversity practices throughout Wisconsin state government next year after the recent deal with the Universities of Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says opportunity should be colorblind.
That's what I think America should be all about. Hard work equals success.
DEI does not get people there.
Not in my mind, and that's what I'm trying to get at.
Voss on the Wisconsin iPublic Affairs Network said the state made bipartisan gains on shared revenue, the Brewer's Bill, and new literacy guidelines in 2023. Xcel Energy customers can expect to pay more next year. A rate increase will raise the typical monthly electric bill by about a dollar and natural gas bills by about $3. Xcel Energy says the increase will pay for future renewable energy projects. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball tonight at Fiserv Forum featuring the Orlando Magic and the Milwaukee Bucks, who are currently on a five-game winning streak. Orlando trying to snap a three-game losing skid. Baseball, a curious trade for the Brewers. They send pitcher Adrian Hauser and center fielder Tyrone Taylor to the New York Mets in exchange for 23-year-old minor league pitcher Coleman Crow. The right-hander was 15-6 last year in the minors. NFL, after tweeting out frustrations about playing with injuries, Packers linebacker Devondre Campbell, dealing with a neck injury, will not play against the Panthers in Carolina. Matt LaFleur says he spoke to Campbell.
Dre's a guy that I go back a long time with, all the way back to Atlanta, and I've always respected the man and how he works and pours his heart and soul into this thing. And he's missed some games and he's been battling through. So we just think it's best at this time to kind of give him the week and we'll see where we're at.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Staying rather warm the next couple of days. Cloudy, little fog and drizzle tonight. Lows in the low 30s. Some early drizzle tomorrow, staying cloudy. High, low 40s. Some bits of sunshine on Saturday. Highs up to the upper 40s. Some rain and low 50s for Sunday. Currently it's 37.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
One, two, three, four.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. A guy who can still look intimidating in leg warmers, Pete Schwabba.
Do not re-gift food, people. If you take one thing away from tonight's show, if you get bologna, do not pass it along. Eat it or toss it. That's my advice tonight. That is what our question of the night is. What gift would you have no trouble regifting, or what would you pass along immediately? We've got some great text so far. Here's one. This is, I think, the 608. The Chia Pet, okay, the Ginsu knife, and the clapper are all being gift forwarded. Or especially now. It was like 30 years ago. But oddly, I would love a Vegematic if anyone could find one. I guarantee in Marinette, Wisconsin, you would find a Vegematic at a garage sale. No doubt in my mind. And then there's a couple more. Text coming in on like 18 different avenues here. Rico from Rock County. Oh, that was, I just read Rico's text. Okay. And from the 262, this is Greg from Waukesha. I would either regift socks or coffee. Yeah, that's tough. You know, sometimes I get coffee as a gift and I just keep it as like a, it's like the safety coffee, unless I'm out, because it's usually a Christmas blend or some kind of flavor I'm not a big fan of, but I will keep it just in case. And I'll disagree again, Greg. I'm going to go socks, because socks, they're just a nuisance. I don't want to buy them, so I love when I get them as a gift. I'm not excited when I get them. It's like, oh, okay. But if they're re-gifts, I don't mind as long as they're new. I don't want to wear someone's old socks or old underpants. This is from the 920 about our Milwaukee being one of the friendliest cities in America. The friendliest town in Wisconsin is Wayne, close to Kewaskum, home of CeCe's, where he holds the record of selling more Busch Light, over a million cans. Okay. Wow. That's really, Conrad, isn't that where you're from?
Yeah. I actually worked there for like 2 weeks.
You worked at CeCe's?
I did. I cleaned after Saturday night, and that was the worst job.
And they've served over a million cans of Busch Light?
Because they sell them for $1.
Oh.
So I actually went up to $1.50 because of inflation, but, you know.
Well, whether you like Busch Light or not, go to CeCe's for the big, big savings. That's the message. Hey, we have another guest here I'm really excited to welcome to the show. I've got a lot of music questions for this guy, but he's a musician, and he's one of the hosts of Max Inc., and a civic media personality as well. So please welcome to the show, Rocker. Hey, Rocker.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good
to be on the show. Thank you.
Hey, it's great to have you here. I don't even know where to start with you, because I have a lot of, you have a really interesting history and you have a lot of cool stuff. So let's just jump right in. First of all, the one name thing, I love it. How did you decide, and now you're a musician, so Rocker's a no-brainer, but how did you come to that name?
You know, the people decided that one. I'm just Rocker. But I'll tell you, when I went to Iceland, I was on tour with a band called Last Crack. And I was at a bar, and I went up to the bar, and there was this drunk Icelander guy, and I wrote my name on the napkin with the umlauts, and I said, how do you pronounce that? And he looked at me, he goes, Rucker. And I thought, you know, that's good enough for me.
So I did say it right. See, I had an accent.
Surely are, my friend.
I was using an accent, that's right. So what I read your bio. You're a New York guy, and you ended up in Wisconsin, and you never went back. And there's a lot of people like you in Madison. What makes you stay in Madison and not go back home to New York?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I moved out here. My dad was a GE guy. So, you know, I came out here with the family and actually graduated from high school in Waukesha. But
oh, okay.
It was when I came here into Madison to the UW to go to school and, you know, fell in love with the city and the university and especially the music scene. And so, I mean, just the way the music was, original music, the bands, the energy, the young people, you know, I could never leave. And in fact, I still feel the same age as when I came here at 19.
Oh, that's great. do you miss New York at all?
Well, I go back there from time to time,
sure.
You know, but no, I don't miss it. I've traveled some, so, you know, I'm good. I love Madison. I think that you get in Madison, you get kind of a big city feel, but you're still kind of in a small town. I mean, you can still get to one side to the other in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yet,
you know, we get some really nice stuff here that you might see in larger urban areas.
I totally agree with you on that. So you're tied in with the music scene in Wisconsin, specifically Madison. Can you tell us a little bit about it? We have listeners all over the state. Why should they go to Madison? Where should they go? And who should they hear?
Wow. Well, that's a
12-part question.
I would say that, you know, Madison as a music scene is very unique, even in Wisconsin. Of course, you know, I've seen over the years we've been voted within the top 10 music scenes across the country. And I think that a big reason for that is that the way that the Madison crowd here really just loves original music. And it seems that in the downtown area, you have a lot of younger people, you have a lot of professionals, you have the Capitol, you have all the state stuff, and of course the university. And so you really have an influx and an outflux of a lot of people coming in and out, whether it's school or work, and very talented people and intellectual people. And they're not necessarily, you know, you can't really find necessarily the band, the cover band that's, you know, Ozzy Osbourne to Tom Petty in the downtown area, really, that it's really original bands.
Yeah.
You know? And kind of the cover bands you start to see, you know, kind of out towards the edge of the city or, you know, around Wisconsin, cover bands are very popular. And I love some cover bands, and tribute bands are fun. But, you know, when it really comes down to it, music is about making original songs. And
right.
And I think that Madison really stands alone in its support for local music and original music. And Milwaukee's, you know, they have a giant scene there as well. But, of course, you still have a very generous amount of cover music. And, in fact, I think that you find in Milwaukee sometimes it's harder to have bands who only play original. You know, they might play original, but then they have to, you know, throw in covers and stuff. So Madison is a place where it really supports that original music, and that's unique even in the country.
That's really cool. It's funny you say that about cover bands. Like, I remember when I was younger in my 20s and I would hear a band hit the scene with a cover tune, it would bother me. I'd be so mad. I'm like, really? This is what's breaking you onto the scene is a song that's already been done? And I've sort of mellowed out about that. And now I spend many a night on YouTube losing myself to find different versions of a Smashing Pumpkin song,
yeah,
or whatever. And I go down a rabbit hole with it. And pretty soon you've watched 8 hours of 4-minute videos, you know? So,
I mean, it's a pretty crazy thing. And then you have, you know, tribute bands,
yeah,
that are maybe tributing people. You have, you know, bands that just kind of cover a wide variety of stuff. Every band like that has their place. Now, one great thing I love about Madison is that we have some tribute bands here, like VO5.
Yeah, I've heard them. They're great.
Steely Dane.
Steely
right?
Dan. Yeah,
but
yeah.
They're made up of local musicians who are also in other original bands. Like, it's kind of almost like, in a way, like a side project or one of the projects. So it's not like they get together just to do that.
Yeah.
They're already in original bands, and so I find it, like local all-stars make up some of the tribute bands,
which I find incredibly
fun, and, you know, they get a great following because of it.
It's funny, my wife told me about 2 years ago, she's not a big music person, and she's like, well, I'm going to this concert in Milwaukee, my two sisters and my friend are dragging me, I'm like, who are you going to see? She goes, Steely Dan. I'm like, oh, that's cool. She goes, yes. I said, how much are the tickets? Like, and it was like $30. I'm like, what? $30 for Steely Dan? That doesn't sound right. I mean, I know this, they're getting older, but come on.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
It was Steely Dane. I'm like, oh. She goes, oh, I'm not even going to see the real Steely Dan. But she said they were amazing.
Oh, so yes. That's
cool.
So yes, they're all great friends of mine.
Yeah, I'm talking to Rocker. He's got one name, and I think that's so cool. And he is the host of Max Inc. here on Civic Media. And a very well-known musician around the Madison area. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Max Inc. Rocker? Terry was here. Terry Bauer was here a few minutes ago, but she didn't say.
I heard.
Yeah. When can people listen to Max Inc. and tell us a little bit about the show?
So Max Inc. Radio is every Saturday night from 6 p.m. till midnight. It's a long show, 6 hours. It's kind of broken up into three basic parts. So we have from 6 to 9, we're playing music from Wisconsin-based artists, just their songs. And then we have interviews, feature interviews that we talk to artists and different personalities, business entrepreneurs, from 6 to 9 p.m. That's all interspersed. At 9 p.m., we have what's called Live in the Lair. Terry kind of talked about this, and it's an hour-long segment where we feature one artist. They play about 6 songs, and then we interview between each song. And as Terry said, you really get to know the person. I mean, we ask a lot of questions, and we really get to know, like, each individual artist, so that it's definitely more in-depth. Plus, you get to hear them live. And over, I think we've done nearly 100 Live in the Lairs so far. And we've had just amazing performances from, you know, hugely popular artists down to, you know, artists you've never heard before.
Yeah.
And the one commonality is every one of them has literally been amazing. I don't think I can remember a poor performance. And people come in and they love to play their music and have an inspired performance. And that's Live in the Lair from 9 to 10 p.m. on Saturdays. And then 10 p.m. to midnight, we have Max Inc. Heavy. So we kind of roll up the sleeves, roll up the pant legs, and we get into it. It's Wisconsin heavy metal, hard rock, and punk. And we do interviews there as well. Essential Last Crack at 11. And then the whole thing repeats midnight to 6 a.m. and then repeats again 6 p.m. to midnight on Sunday. So if you miss Saturday, you're out. You can also catch it on Sunday.
Or if you already heard it and you want to hear it again, that's fine too.
Yeah.
Can you hang around for like 60 seconds, Rocker? We just got to do some business. All right, I'm talking to Rocker, the host of Max Inc. here on Civic Media News. Civic Media News. Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pete Schwabe, and this is Nightlight. Thanks for being with me. She told me it can break your heart. This little woman, I feel it's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Aside for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would
be... Pat!
Got,
come on!
Okay. And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's National Regifting Day. That's right, folks. It's the second thought that counts. And that's our question tonight. What would you regift immediately? What would you pass along and have no trouble doing it? Some great, great answers so far. Someone from the 715 says sweaters. Sweaters is tough. Unless you really know the person, that's a tough one because you don't know what people are wearing. Is it Argyle? Is it button down, V-neck, vest? You got your whole acrylics. Acrylics, what am I trying to say? Wool. I don't know. You got a lot to choose from. And then another one from the 715. I agree about the clapper. A lot of people want to move that clapper along. Never had the guts to try it. I am talking with Rocker. He is the host of Max Inc. on Civic Media from 6 p.m. on Saturday nights all the way to midnight. That's a lot of show. And you could check it out every Saturday night. And Rocker, it's funny. Used to do stand-up comedy in the 90s, and I would work a club called Funny Business in Madison. It was right down from where the one is now, but closer to the Capitol. And I had no idea when I would drive into Madison a couple times a year on East Wash that I was passing the Smart Studios and Butch Vig's little outfit there. No idea that was there until I saw a documentary about it. Have you ever crossed paths with Butch? I interviewed him on TV once. He was great.
Oh, yeah. I've talked to Butch a couple times, and I've recorded at Smart Studios with one of my bands, Bradley Fish's Electrified Band, with Great Mike name. Zirkle at that point. And, I've attended different parties and such over the years. One really crazy memory I have of Smart Studios is back in, I want to say, like 1994-ish, we had some flooding in Madison, in East Washington, flooded like a few feet, right?
Whoa.
And when you're driving through it, it was coming underneath your floorboards. And I remember after the flood happened, I stopped in and talked to my friend Paulie, who was managing Smart Studios at the time. And he opened the door to the basement of Smart Studios, and it was water at the top of the stairs, right? So their whole basement was filled with water. Well, in that basement were, original tapes from Nirvana and, all these crazy Smashing Pumpkins and Last Crack and, all these, vintage recording gear instruments and, if you can imagine, it's Smart Studios, right? And what's in their basement, and they just lost so much. It was actually just an incredible loss. But that was a great studio. Butch is a great guy.
Yeah, he is.
They couldn't keep going on. The music industry had changed for, high-level studios like that. But, yeah, right there in East Wash, nobody knew. They're driving by, honking their horn. Maybe they're on an album.
Yeah, it's kind of sad when you drive by it now. I'm just like, I don't know. But it's kind of cool that it's in Madison there and part of the scene.
Well, you know what they're doing with it now?
What?
They're turning that into a bed and breakfast, and they're going to keep some of the recording studio element in there.
Very
and
nice.
So it's going to kind of be this really, boutique bed and breakfast type place in Madison.
I hope they fix it up a little. It could use a hug. It's a little rundown.
it's beautiful on the inside.
Is it? Yeah, I would imagine. Hey, tell us a little bit about Atwood Fest in Madison.
Atwood Fest, wow. Well, that one is one that's really close to my heart. Back in 2002, I was asked to go through local band tapes to identify good bands that would be able to play at what was then Atwood Summerfest, which was in its about 20th year at that time. And so that started me as a music programmer at that festival in 2002. And over the 20 years now that I've been booking that music festival, it has grown to a festival that probably attracts, you know, 30,000 or more people per year. Over 2 days, we have three stages, more than 30 bands, and, you know, a whole ton of food and up, you know, vendor alley crafts. And it's just a really fun community festival that has just incredible music. And because I get to pick the music, I personally think it's pretty incredible. And but, you know, it's just been a lot of fun. And my mom, for 20 years, you know, she cooked the band for food for all the bands. So we feed over 200 people over 3 days that are musicians and they're kind of, you know, other people that come with them. Backstage, we call that Mama Rocker's Band Bistro. And Mama Rocker actually retired, and Alice, my wife, took over backstage. And I think it's, you know, it's really the heart of the festival, because the musicians come there and they're treated excellent, and they go on stage and have just amazing performances. And, you know, I mean, the way
full stomachs, it sounds like.
Oh, it's really a great time. The last Saturday and Sunday, the last weekend in July every year, and it's a free festival down on Atwood Avenue. They close off the street. And
so when that, you said the last week of July is when it takes place?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Nice. Good to know. Okay, so it says on your website or the bio you gave me, you also sell real estate. Have you ever gotten a gig while showing a house, and have you ever sold a house while at a gig? Do the two intertwine at all?
Well, you know how they intertwine is that, you know, musicians are always looking, you know, in renting situations and looking to get out. And, you know, everybody's moving around. So, you know, my network is a lot of musicians. And
sure.
Like at Atwood Fest, I really represent the musicians. You know, I'm almost like their lawyer, if you will, and I really treat them well. So they know that I'm going to stand up for them, you know, when they're looking, selling a property. You know, I'll represent them.
That's so cool.
I'm tenacious.
We got about a minute left. So what is your favorite venue to play, and who are your musical influences? And if you can do it in less than a minute.
I would say Tool is one of my favorite bands, you know, Led Zeppelin. I would say my favorite club isn't around anymore, The Frequency, just a great little club with an awesome PA, not too big, not too small. And, you know, now Live in the Lair, that's one of my favorite venues. In fact, on our radio show, it's literally almost like a live music venue. We have live music every week. This week coming up, we have a double dip. We're going to have Kelsey Miles in the Lair, and then followed by Katie Powderly. Kelsey Miles is just an amazing musician. Moved to Kansas City recently, but coming back here to record. While she's here, she's going to stop in and play.
Very
for
cool.
Us. And then Katie Powderly is a bluegrass musician from the East Coast. Actually, she's from Madison here, but she's an East Coaster now, up and down there. National artist.
That's awesome. And it's every Saturday night from 6 to midnight, right? Max,
that's Inc. correct.
Check it out. All right, Rocker, thanks so much for your time tonight, buddy. I appreciate it. Continued success with the show.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it. Anytime. So that's Rocker. Check out Max Inc. on Civic Media from 6 to midnight on Saturdays. That is a fun night. You could just kick back the whole night. All right, so we're going to read some more texts when we come back. What is the gift you would pass along and not even think twice about it? What would you re-gift immediately? When I come back, Matt Miller, we're going to tell you guys what to watch over the holidays, what you want to binge watch. We're going to talk about it all. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A jury in Tacoma, Washington's cleared three white police officers in the death of a black man in their custody. Mayor Victoria Woodards to the family of Manny Ellis.
My heart breaks for you. And I want to take this moment to acknowledge the immeasurable pain and loss that his death has caused.
Prosecutors say the officers tased, choked, beat, and restrained Ellis, despite his continued claims that he could not breathe. Russian drones have launched strikes on Kyiv, injuring at least two people. Pornhub, one of the world's largest adult websites, has admitted to profiting from sex trafficking and agreed to make payments to women whose videos were shot without their consent. Oregon State and Washington State universities have reached an agreement with 10 departing Pac-12 schools on revenue distribution for the 23-24 season. This is ABC News.